So you have two books and a journal set. That's really cool. So I have your books right over here, and it looks like there are some really creative pictures on them. And I just love your illustrations in them. It's really nice to have you here. You're welcome. It's really, as soon as we saw you on your and your books, it was just like these girls seem really passionate and creative with their work. Let's have them talk to us about this.
Let's go, young authors, hey, let's go out and slay the day. Write your story your own way. What's up, young authors,
Hey!
hey?
That's our theme song for What's Up, Young Authors. What's up, young authors? I'm Amelie Anastasia, your host, and today I'm here with Ayla and Kala Ribicki. Welcome. I'm really glad that I get to say this. Thank you, Ayla and Kala, for joining me today. And Ayla and Kala, the amazing, unique, artistic authors of Scary Stories for Creepy Kids, Short and Spooky with a Side of Silly, More Scary Stories for Creepy Kids, Short and Spooky with a Side of Silly, with Gruesomely Delicious Recipes, Hideously Hysterical Games. And my personal favorite, it's just my opinion, Create Your Own Scary Stories for Creepy Kids Monster Mayhem Journal. 100 terrifically terrifying drawing and writing prompts.
Thank you for having us on your podcast.
You're welcome. It's such an honor to have you here.
Thank you.
So, tell me, what inspired your books?
So, what inspired our books was I was like, Mom, I want to write a book. And she was like, Oh, it probably won't last long. She probably won't like want to write a book for too long. And then I kept like asking her, and then she was like, Okay. Then we just wrote more.
So that's cool how your mom thought maybe she'll grow out of this, maybe this won't be a big deal. And then it went all the way to two books and a journal. That's really cool. You should be very proud of that accomplishment.
I said I wanted to be like a podcast person when I grow up, and my mom said that we can do that right now. That's kind of how we started the
So that's pretty cool.
And how we made the book, so as I said, I wanted to make a book, so that we just made more. Because our mom made a book, so she knew how to make books.
So I saw that during these pictures, you have some pretty cool makeup there.
Our mom did that. For the first one, we had a lot of makeup. The second one, not as much.
Yeah. Was this your first one?
Yeah.
And then, so then you had a follow-up, and then you created a Scary Stories for Creepy Kids, Create Your Own, so that other people can create and draw creepy stories. And it looks like you can do things like favorites, books, illustrations, writing about them, coloring. These are really cool.
Thank
Like,
you.
and I was wondering, how do you come up with these ideas? Like, These are gonna give me nightmares tonight. How did you come up with this?
Well, sometimes some people will send stories, and sometimes we'll make them up, like, from, like, things that we see, or, like, things that we do. Like, one of ours is Burger Head, and there's, like, this, like, cutout of, like, a body with a burger head. So, that's how we created that one.
That's funny. I thought that these books are so just, I don't know, just the illustrations are so creative and funny at the same time. Like, you can have a good laugh and still shake in bed at night. Like, at the same time tonight, I could be thinking about a few of these stories and sitting at my bedside table, and I could be shaking because I'm afraid there's a monkey under my bed, at the same time laughing. So that was just really awesome how you did that.
Thank you.
How old were you when you started writing books?
I was 7 and she was 5, so we were younger.
And how old are you now?
I'm 8 and she's 10.
So I'm 10 as well, so, yeah. A few years ago, I was 8, and that was when I first started writing my books, and now I'm 10, so I can relate to both of you. Ayla, you were 7 when you first started? You have one more year of experience than me, so you're both ahead of me quite a bit. Kella, you're the age that I was when I started writing books, so you're a few years ahead of me. Even if I tried my best, I don't think I could catch up. You girls are truly inspiring.
Thanks.
So the two of you wrote those stories together. How did you write them? Did you take turns writing stories? Did you both put in your ideas for one? What was your process?
Sometimes, like, I would write stories, and sometimes she would write stories, and sometimes we would write them together, and sometimes our, like, parents would help with them, if we couldn't think of anything.
So, that's cool how you included your whole family. You, your sisters, your mom. So, your sisters, you did this together. That's a really strong siblinghood. That's awesome how you have that bond between each other. And you use that bond to write a book, two books, and a journal. That's a family bond. So, do you feel like in any of the stories you wrote, or the shorter stories, you feel like you relate to any characters in any way? Like their feelings or their background?
I don't know. Maybe a little bit when they're, like, scared of something or, like, afraid.
So you can relate to that feeling of, you can relate to that feeling of fear of something that's not just made up, but real. Like, you can actually see it in person. And what about you, Kayla?
Yeah, same thing with Ayla's.
Okay, so the illustrations on your books are very, very, very beautiful and unique in so many ways. How do you come up with them?
Well, we usually have an inspiration, idea of what we're drawing from our stories, and then we kind of just draw what we kind of picture in our mind, and then we're just maybe this character should do this, or yeah.
So, you said maybe this character should do this. Do you mean that you feel like the illustrations inspired the character's characteristics?
Sometimes, depending on what the title of the story is, or just what the story is about. Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool. And can I just say something a little off topic?
Yeah.
I think that you guys have these stories that you came up with, and they are so just inspiring and scary and funny, and I just feel like so many people can take inspiration from them because they're so different and in so many ways just unique.
Thanks.
Okay, so do you have a favorite book or author?
I don't think I actually have one, but I do like a lot of different. I like long books, and yeah, I like long and big chapter books.
So you like the longer chaptery chapter books? Okay, so that's a good.
I like about our size books.
That's a good preference of how we can know what kind of book you like. You also have recipes in your books. What inspired the recipes?
Probably the stories, and if there's any food in the stories, maybe, or if there's something in the stories that we could make into a food.
I remember there was one story with a recipe. I think it was something about there's the very scary tooth fairy. There's Lollipop Land cereal.
Cereal?
You made that recipe? It seemed so, so funny and sugary to me. I can't imagine eating that much sugar in one meal. So that was really, I looked this recipe and I'm like, wow, this kid must have been eating so much sugar if he was eating this bowl of cereal every day. So that was just really cool to me how you don't just make foods in the stories and just have them, oh, there was this and there was that and they ate this once and they ate it every day for breakfast. But you took it and you made it pretty well known. The recipes are probably one of the main parts in the book. So, yeah, that was pretty cool.
Thank you.
So, your books, I gotta say, creepy books for kids. These are definitely pretty creepy. I looked at a picture of one of the recipes, and I just couldn't tell if it was really edible or not. So, you did a really good job with those.
Thanks.
Do you have a favorite recipe in your books?
I don't know, actually. No? Yeah, I don't know if I have one.
Do you have a few favorites, or are they just all your favorites?
I like all of them, probably.
How did you decide that you didn't want to hire an illustrator, but you wanted to illustrate the books yourself?
Probably because, like, we sometimes we'll just, like, draw, like, random stuff like that, like scary little drawings, and they're just, like, original to, like, us. Also, we might picture it differently than most people will.
So, do you girls both feel each other's opinions, or do you feel different opinions? Like, Ayla, do you just feel like, oh, I draw scary pictures a lot, this would be perfect for me. And, Kala, you just feel like other people might see it in a different perspective than you, and you just want it to be in a specific perfection.
Most of the time we agree on stuff. Sometimes she'll draw the pictures for stories, and sometimes I'll draw the pictures for stories. So it'll kind of be like what like we see for the character.
So that's cool. It's cool how you know that if you send these pictures out into the world before they're in your books, people are going to change them. But you know if you draw them yourself, you can get them to your own mind's perfection. That's cool.
Thank you.
What do you enjoy more, writing or illustrating?
I like illustrating because I like drawing pictures. I like both probably because I like making up the stories. And I also like illustrating because it's like fun to make the pictures and like what we think the characters would look like.
That's cool. Cal, I love how you love drawing pictures and that's what inspired you to love drawing the own pictures in your own books. And Ayla, I just love how you can look into writing and illustrating in a perspective that you can love both just as much. Where are your books available for purchase now?
They're available on Amazon, and our podcast is available anywhere you get your podcasts.
That's pretty cool. So you got it to Amazon. That's like a big website that people use every single day to check websites or that's a really good place to come across a book that two amazing, inspiring girls made together and are just so creative, and that's a really good place to find that.
Thank you. Thanks.
Do you want to keep writing books?
I don't know, actually. I do, but we have a lot of stuff going on.
That's understandable. When I wrote my first book, I felt like I have to write this sequel, but I'm also really busy right now, so it turned into my mom's computer in my bed and staying up late writing my books. So, yeah. But, yeah, it's a really good time to write, just so you know. If you ever have extra time, you don't have homework, you don't have sports after school, it's a really good time, or on the weekend, to continue writing books. Thank you so much for joining me on What's Up, Young Authors.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. I have been more than inspired today because today I was, my mom was driving us home, and as soon as I came home, she gave me these two books and the journal, and I started reading them, and I was more than inspired by you. They were just unique, and I was sucked in, and I read quite a few of them, and they're better than most of the scary stories I've read. So, you are really, really amazing at doing what you do.
Thank you.
I'd like to mention a big thank you to Little House of Dreams Publishing Society for sponsoring today's video. So thank you, Little House of Dreams. Thank you. Because this was so amazing being with these two inspiring, amazing, unique, artistic girls. And I'm so lucky I had the chance to chat with you today.
Thank you. chatting with you.
I have a few more questions for you, just a few, so it won't be an hour's worth of questions. But how did you go about getting your books published?
So, mostly our mom did this, and she had to like go through the whole process of like designing the cover of the books and editing like all the mistakes, because she had to like write it all down. So
your mom helped you quite a bit with your work?
Yeah.
So let's all give a thank you to Ayla and Cal's mom for helping them become the inspiring, artistic young woman that they are. So thank you. And I'm going to have nightmares tonight. But luckily, since you squeezed some silly into that, they won't all be bad. So, you have a podcast of your own? Do you? And what is that podcast called? What's the name?
Scary Stories for Creepy Kids.
So, you named your podcast after your title of your books. That's cool. So, what do you talk about on your podcast? Your books, your journal, what's upcoming, how you went about making your books. What's the main idea?
So, our podcast is like stories from our books and other stories that we make up. And yeah, it's like just us telling like stories, scary stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a pretty cool podcast. Thank you so much for joining me here today. I'm so honored and happy that I got to talk to two inspiring, awesome girls today.
Thank you. It was nice talking to you too.
And if you ever make a book again, and I'm sure you will, make sure to join us again. Let us know. See you next time on What's Up, Young Authors. Thank you once again, Little House of Dreams, for sponsoring this episode. And thank you, Ayla and Kayla, for taking the time to join me today. You are truly unique, special, artistic, and just inspiring. So inspiring. Thank you, and join me next time on What's Up, Young Authors.
Thank you. Thanks.
Let's go, young authors. Hey, let's go out and save the day. day. Write your story your own way. What's up, young authors? Hey, let's go, young authors. Hey, let's go out and slay the day. Write your story your own way. What's up, young authors? Hey. What's up, young authors? Hey.